利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, may peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
今天早上我们一起分享的题目是信徒大会的意义。
The topic for this morning's mutual encouragement is the meaning of annual general meeting.
我们知道社会上如果是公司的话，每年有股东的大会。
We know that in the company of the world, the business, the corporations, every year they hold a meeting for the stockholders.
每一个股东啊都要出席来投票，来谈论公司的事情。
The stockholders have the right to come and vote.
如果是学校的话
，If it's in school，
也有所谓的家长大会。
There's parents meeting，
就是让所有的家长来到学校，跟老师们谈谈学校的事，学生的事情。
So the parents can come to the school and discuss with the teacher about the students。
以教会里面也有所谓的信徒大会的事情。
In the church, we have the same thing, annual general meeting.
有一些时候我们在问，为什么教会要开周年的信徒大会？
Sometimes we ask, why do we hold this annual general meeting?
这个意义到底在哪里呢？
What is its meaning and purpose?
没有错，如果我们搞清楚信徒大会的意义的话，
And it's indeed true if we know the purpose, the meaning of it.
我们就会很乐意的来参加。
Then we'll be very willing to come and attend this meeting.
如果我们搞清楚信徒大会的意义的话，
If we know the meaning of this meeting,
我们也会知道教会跟社会上的团体有什么不一样。
Then we know the difference between our church and the organizations of the world.
其实要观察一个教会。
Now, if we look at a church,
我们可以从他的信徒大会当中啊，可以看到很多。
We can see a lot about this church from its general meeting.
像我常常在世界各地的正教会来巡牧，来帮助教会的圣工。
Usually, I travel around the world and help with holy work in the church of different countries.
我们可以看到，如果一个教会是很成熟的话。
If a church is very mature,
开信徒大会的时候啊，他们是气氛呢是非常的和睦的，非常的好的。
The atmosphere will be very peaceful, very nice when they hold a general meeting.
那么开会的时间呢也不会拖得很长。
And this meeting will not be prolonged.
因为一切都很有效率的，很平和的在进行当中。
Because everything goes accordingly, goes very smoothly.
如果一个教会的信徒是很成熟的话。
If the members in the church is very mature,
他听到教会要召开信徒大会了。
When they heard that the church is starting, this meeting,
无论怎么忙，都会一定抽时间来参加。
Regardless of how busy they are, they will find time to come and attend the meeting.
因为他们爱教会。
Because they love the church.
爱教会就想了解教会的发展。
They love the church, so they want to understand the progress of the church.
就好像父母一定会去参加学校的家长会一样。
Just like how the parents, they will surely go and attend the parent meeting in the school.
首先我们来讲讲
But let's first talk about this.
为什么要所谓的信徒大会这个组织呢？
Why do we hold AGMs?
我们知道教会需要有它的组织才能够推行圣工。
We know that in a church, we need to have an organization to effectively preach the gospel.
我们看创世纪第一章的第一节。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
创世纪第一章第一节。
Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
第一节这里说，起初神创造天地。
Verse 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
我们知道一切都有始，有开始的那个点。
We know that everything has a beginning, has a point to start.
我们每一个人都有出生的那一天。
Everyone has a birth date.
这个世界也有它出生开始的那一天。
And the world at the same time has its own birthday as well.
但是第二节这里说，地一开始的时候是空虚混沌。
But the second verse tells us the earth was formless and empty, dark.
渊面的黑暗。
Darkness was over the surface of the deep.
一开始呢，地呢不是像现在这样子的。
At the beginning, the earth is not like it today.
是很空虚的。
It's very empty.
有很大的空间，但是里面东西没有什么。
There's a lot of space, but there is nothing within it.
混沌就是一个很混乱的状态。
It's formless. It's in chaos.
就好像如果我们一个月或者一年没有整理家里的话，家里就会很混乱了。
Just like if you do not clean your house for a year or for even a month.You'll become very chaotic.
还有呢，这个世界呢，曾经是黑暗的。
And the world was once in darkness.
但是呢，神的灵呢，开始运行了。
But the God's spirit is hovering.
所以从第三节开始记载神怎么样创造天地万物。
So starting verse 3 tells us how God created everything.
神是很有条理的，一样一样把它分开，把它组成，把它创造。
God created everything in an orderly fashion, one by one, day after day.
所以我们可以看到一点。
So we can see one point from here.
我们的神呢是非常有组织能力的神。
Our God is a God that has very good organizational skill.
非常有管理能力的神。
He is a God who knows how to manage things.
今天如果我们要成就大事的话，
Today, if we want to be successful,
也一定要有很好的组织跟管理。
We need to have a good organization and very efficient management style.
就像国家有国家的管理。
Just like how a country has their own management style.
公司有公司的组织跟管理。
A company has its own organization and management.
那有人就问了。
But some people ask,
既然是教会他是用什么的组织管理的这个态度呢？
If it's in church, what kind of attitude do we have in the management?
教会的管理制度可以从圣经里面找。
The management system we can find in the church that we can find in the Bible.
我们请看哥林多前书第三章。
Let's first turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
三章二十三节。
Chapter 3 verse 23.
哥林多前书第三章二十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 23.
这里说，并且你们是属基督的，基督又是属神的。
It says you are of Christ and Christ is of God.
我们可以从二十二节开始看啊。
We can start from verse 22.
或保罗，或亚波罗，或基法，或世界，或生或死，或先进的事，或将来的事，全都是你们的。并且你们是属基督的，基督又是属神的。这里告诉我们一个制度。
Here it tells us an order.
我们教会的前辈们研究圣经，给他一个名字，叫做神政民主的制度。
And this order, they have put a lot of study into it. They call it theodemocratic system.
什么叫神政的民主制度呢？
What is a theodemocratic system?
如果我们可以把这22、23节啊画一个图画出来的话，
If from verse 22 and 23 we drew a picture from it.
这里说你们呢，你们就是信徒，你们是属于基督的。
It says you, that is the believer, you belong to Christ.
而基督呢又是属于神的。
And Christ belongs to God.
而最下面的呢，就是保罗啦、亚波罗那些所谓的神的工人呢，是属于信徒的。
And the very bottom is the Paul, the apostles. They are the workers. They belong to the believers.
再讲一次哦，神的工人在最下面。
The workers of God at the very bottom.
他属于谁的呢
？Who do they belong to？
属于你们的信徒的。
They belong to you, the believers of church.
信徒属于谁的呢？
And who do you belong to?
信徒属于耶稣基督的。
You belong to Christ.
耶稣基督属于谁的呢？
And who does Jesus belong to?
当然是从神来的，属于真神的。
He is from God, therefore he belongs to God.
这个是一个教会的组织的最大的原则。
This is the foundation of our organization.
因为我们知道，在世界俗世的层面里面，
We know that in the world,
谁啊负责权力的话，他就是最大。
Whoever holds the power.The authority, then he's the greatest within the organization.
像一个总统，他在国家里面是最大的。
Like the president, he is the greatest in the nation.
他可以决定很多的事情。
He can decide on many things.
再来国会，他的权力也很大。
And the parliaments, they have a lot of authorities as well.
他们也可以决定很多的事情。
They can decide on many things.
但是教会里面呢，不是用这种以权力来控制人的这个制度。
But in the church, it's different. We do not control people by authority.
在教会里面呢，神是最高的。
In church, God is the head.
再来呢，就是教会里面的弟兄姐妹了。
And then it's the brothers and sisters within the church.
所以啊，每一次有重大的事情的发生。
So when there is a great event,
有，譬如说有重大的事情要报告。
For example, there's a big announcement.
所谓的教会的工人们、职会啊，都会呈上给信徒做一个讨论，做一个决定。
Then the church board, the RA, the GA, they will come here and make announcement for you to decide.
这个就所谓的神政民主的制度了。
Then this is a thorough democratic system.
我们常说教会到底是什么呢
？So what do you say? What is church?
有人说教会就是4580 Gothard Street 这个 building 这个建筑物啊。
Some people say church is.This building here.
其实教会并不是建筑物。
But church is not this building.
教会啊，是神所选召的信徒集合在一起。
Church is the congregation, the assembly of people that is gathered by the Lord.
但是教会这个字啊，原文的希腊文啊，就是 ecclesia。
The church was called ecclesia in Greek.
这个字呢，在出现的耶稣带领门徒之前，那个教会之前就有了。
And this word was there before Jesus.
这个思想代表两个思想啊。
And it's talking about two theories.
我们请看这个使徒行传的第七章啊。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 7.
使徒行传的第七章。
Acts chapter 7.
三十八节。
Verse 38.
七章三十八节
Chapter 7 verse 38
这人曾在旷野会中和西乃山上与那大对他说话的天使同在又与我们的祖宗同在并且领受活泼的圣言传给我们这里是讲着旧约有一个人叫做摩西
He has talked about a person named Moses in the Old Testament time
他带领以色列百姓离开了埃及
He led the congregation of Israel to escape from Egypt
因为当时啊法老啊对这个以色列百姓啊，很多的逼迫。
At that time, Israelites was enslaved under the bondage of Pharaoh.
第三十八节中文这里说，在旷野的会众，这个会就是教会，就是同一个字。
Here, verse 38 says, "Assembly in the desert." Assembly was the same word in Hebrew as church.
那个时候的会众呢，完全是听神的话。
At that time, the assembly listened to the words of God.
神说往前走，他们就要往前走。
God says, go forward, then they move forward.
神说停下来，他们就停下来。
When God says, stop, then they stop.
完全以神为中心。
Put God in their center.
百姓呢，没有什么选择的，没有什么说话的空间的。
They do not have a choice.
但是后来呢？
But what happened later?
我们看这个使徒行传第十九章啊。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 19.
十九章三十九节。
Chapter 19, verse 39.
十九章三十九节
Verse 39.
你们若问别的事，就可以照常例具体论定。这里是讲到一个希腊的政治的制度。
This is a political system in the Greek society.
这里说聚集啊，开会啊，就是 ecclesia， 也是同一个集会的意思。
It says you can settle in the legal assembly, and this is the same old ecclesia.
所以呢，就是说，在希腊当时的社会呢，所谓的民主议会呢，就是一人一票，我们来讨论，我们来投票，决定大的事情。
So in the Greek society, in their democratic system, is that everyone has a vote, and then they can decide on the matter.
所以我们刚刚讲了两种的观念。
So there are two concepts.
一种呢，就是旧约摩西时代的神政，就是神话是你们百姓没有的讲话的。
So one is belong in the Old Testament. Whatever God says, we do.
一种呢是新约希腊他们社会，就是议会，他们绝对民主，我们投票决定一些的事情。
And another system is in the Greek society where they vote and choose and best action.
但是在新约教会里面，神的安排呢，就是更巧妙。
But in the New Testament time, God's arrangement is more special.
就是把这两种精神呢，二合为一，合在一起。
It combines the two systems into one.
叫做神政民主的这个制度。
It's called theodemocratic system.
什么意思呢
？What does it mean？
没有错我们现在一人一票投票，像前几个礼拜上个月把教会的新任负责人选出来了。
It is true that everyone has a vote, just like a few weeks back, we chose our new board members.
这个是个民主的选举的制度。
This is a democratic voting system.
每一个人都有选择的权利。
Everyone has a choice.
但是呢，教会的民主呢，也跟社会的民主不太一样。
But the democratic system in the church is different from that of the outside world.
社会的民主呢，只要大家同意了，就一定就可以做这件事情了。
In the world outside, when everyone agrees, then they do it.
比如说，如果今天加拿大的这个国会讨论那件事情。
Just like the Parliament of Canada, they discuss about a matter.
所有的议员讨论投票说同性婚姻呢在加拿大完全合法了，你不可以讲它，你不可以歧视它。
So the members vote on this matter: is gay marriage okay? And they say okay.
所以呢，就是变成一个法律。
So it becomes a law.
是民主的。
It's very democratic.
但是呢，这是违背了神的话语的。
But it goes against the will of God.
因为圣经呢，并不是这样讲。
Because that's not what the Bible says.
我们看一个例子。
Let us look at an example.
如果完全民主的话，有一个危险。
If it's fully democratic, there is then some danger lurking within it.
我们看出埃及三十二章。
Let us turn to Exodus chapter 32.
32章哦。
Chapter 32.
这里记载一个故事。
Here records a story.
我们看第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节，三十二章第一节。
Chapter 32, verse 1. When the people saw that Moses was so long in the coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said, "Come, make us gods who will go before us. As for this fellow Moses, who brought us out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him."
这里记载啊，摩西带领百姓出埃及。
Here it says Moses brought the Israelites out of Egypt.
神叫摩西上山。
God asked Moses to go up the mountain.
给他十条诫命。
To give him 10 commandments.
但是呢，摩西去了很久都没有下来。
But Moses was up the mountain for a long time.
百姓的信心很软弱。
The people has weak faith.
哎呀，百姓都看不到摩西怎么办呢？
They couldn't see Moses, so what do they do?
不如我们来造一个神像来带领我们好了。
Let's make gods for ourselves to lead us.
哇，大家都同意啊。
Everyone agrees.
如果有投票的话。
If they did a vote.
一定是通过的。
Everyone agreed.
所以他们同意啊，亚伦就没有办法了，反正是 majority rule 嘛，大家都同意，我们就去把金啊、银啊拿出来造了个金牛犊来拜了。
Majority rule, so Aaron couldn't say anything, so they brought out the gold and they make a golden calf to worship.
这件事情啊，有民主。
This matter they did it in a very democratic manner.
但是呢，是违背了神的意思。
But they went against the will of God.
神呢很不高兴。
God was very displeased with their action.
我们知道民主制度是好的。
So we know that the democratic system is good.
但是最重要，我们要把神啊放在最高的位置。
But what's more important is to put God first.
无论我们讨论什么
，whatever that we discuss，
无论我们决定什么
，whatever what our outcome is，
就算我们在投票什么
，when we are voting on something，
我们所结论的一定不可以违背圣经的原则。
Our conclusion cannot go against the will of God.
啊，这个就是神政民主的这个态度了。
And this is the attitude in the democratic system.
那么我们现在来讲讲，既然我们都是教会的弟兄姐妹。
So now we are brothers and sisters within the same church.
那我们要了解一下，到底教会的组织啊，跟世界的有什么不一样呢？
So what is the difference between our organization and the organizations outside?
啊，有几个原则我们要常常放在心里面的。
And there are some principles we should put in our heart.
第一啊。
First,
教会啊是基督的身体。
Church is the body of Christ.
我们请看以弗所书第一章。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章二十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23.
一章二十三节。
Chapter 1 verse 23. 23, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
这里保罗解释教会是什么了。
So how did Paul explain the church?
教会是身体。
It's the body.
是谁的身体呢
？Whose body?
是基督耶稣的身体。
It's the body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天啊，很多人有这个想法。
Many people have this thought today.
我心里相信有神。
In my heart, I believe there God exists.
哦，但是呢，我不需要去教会。
But I do not need to go to church.
我信有神就好了。
As long as God exists in my heart, then it's good enough.
我跟神呢、啊、是个人的关系的。
The relationship between me and God is personal.
啊，我跟神呢、啊、是一个互相了解的关系的。
We understand each other very well.
我不需要去人的教会。
So I do not need to go to the assembly of men.
神啊，直接会救我。
God will save me directly.
所以你看加拿大这个统计啊，有很多人都相信有神。
So in Canada, the statistics says many people believe God exists.
但是啊，常常去教会的人呢、啊、却很少。
There are very few who goes to church on a regular basis.
就是因为他们有这种观念。
Because they have this concept in their heart.
我们不需要靠教会来得救。
They think they do not need church to be saved.
但是这里讲得很清楚。
But here it says very clearly.
教会是一个身体。
Church is a body.
你想想看。
Think about this.
如果我们的身体某一个部分被夹到了，或者是开刀切出来了。
If a part of our body has been cut off,
这一部分还可以 function 吗？还可以存活吗
？Can it function or live on its own？、
啊、没办法的。
It's not possible、
啊。前一阵子啊，看那个新闻啊
，Yeah, I saw a news a few days back、
啊。在动物园里面
，In the zoo，
有一个人啊，有一个动物员工啊，就喂一个鳄鱼啊。
A man was feeding an alligator。
啊，那个鳄鱼啊，突然间凶起来，把那个动物园员工的手臂、啊、完全咬掉。
The alligator bite off the arms of the man.
哇，那个图片可能大家都有看过，很恐怖哦。
It's very scary.、
啊、那个鳄鱼的嘴巴里面就有那个人的整只手臂在那边。
The alligator had bite off the arms of the man.
这个时候警察都来了。
Then the police came.
赶快用枪把那个鳄鱼打死。
They kill the alligator.
赶快从他的口中抓那个手臂都抓出来。
They take out the arm from the mouth of the alligator.
赶快用冰来敷起来。
Quickly put it in ice.
赶快送到医院。
Rush them to the hospital.
十几个小时的这个缝合。
After 10 some hours, they sew it together.
还好救得回来。
Thank God that they still can put it back on.
再过几个小时手臂都没有用了，接不回去了。
If they leave it out for another few hours, they could never put it back
on. 同样的，我们今天每一个信徒都是身体的一个部分。
Under the same principle, we are the body, the parts of the body.
我们一定要接上这个身体才有办法存活。
We must be attached to the body to be able to survive.
如果我们常常去教会，
If we go to church on a regular basis,
我们跟神的生命就有联系。
Then we are connected to the life of God.
常常听道理。
We listen to the sermon on a regular basis.
常常祷告。
We pray on a regular basis.
跟弟兄姐妹互相的分享。
We share with our brother and sisters.
我们的信仰是很稳定的。
Then our faith has built a very good foundation.
我们很久不去教会了。
If we do not go to church for a long time.
就好像一个手臂被咬下来了，哎呀，慢慢开始枯干腐烂了。
Just like a hand has been cut off, it slowly will deteriorate.
所以教会是耶稣基督的身体。
So church is the body of Christ.
今天我们要得救。
Today, if we want to be saved,
我们要接上这个主耶稣的身体。
We have to be connected to the body.
所以既然是身体的话，
if it's the body,
教会跟俗世的机构或者社会的团体企业公司就有本质上的差别了。
If it's a body, then the essence is different from the organization, the corporations of the world.
今天你去上班，
if you go to work today,
公司欢迎你，
the company welcomes you.
他从来不会跟你讲欢迎来我们这个大身体
He will not come. He will not say welcome to our body.
公司就是一个行号，一个团体，不是身体。
The company is just an organization. It's not a body.
但是我们教会是一个身体。
But church is a body.
什么叫身体呢？
What is a body?
有几个原则
There are some principles.
第一
First,
基督是教会的头。
Christ is the head of the church.
我们看以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
23节。
Verse 23.
以弗所书第五章23节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 23.
因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，又是教会全体的救主。
For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church. As Christ is the head of the church, his body of which he is the savior.
这里告诉我们
Here is it tells us.
基督跟教会的关系是什么？
What is the relationship between Christ and us?
关系要搞对了，身体才会 function, 才会运作。
If you know the relationship well, then you can function it very well.
就好像夫妻的关系也是一样。
Just like husband and wife.
就说丈夫是妻子的头。
Husband is the head of the wife.
丈夫是带领者。
Husband is the leader in the house.
但是当头的呢，也要常常思考怎么保护这个身体。
But as the head, the responsibility includes thinking.To how to lead the family.
这个身体呢，这个身体呢，就要顺服这个头。
But the body submits to the head.
但是为什么今天的社会的婚姻关系那么多破裂呢？
How come the marriage in the society often fails?
原因只有一个。
There's only one reason.
关系搞错了。
Because they misunderstood the relationship.
夫妻两方面都要当头。
Husband and wife, they both want to become heads.
你没有看过一个人有两个头的呢？
Have you ever seen a person with two heads?
我有看过。
I have seen.
有一次有一个 YouTube 给我一个东西，哎呀，美国有一个小姐生出了两个头的，是连体婴啊，其实两个身体了连在一起，但是好像有一个两个头这样。
I saw one video on YouTube that two baby girl were connected together. It seems like she has two heads.
但是呢，两个头看起来很难 function， 很难讲话。
It's very difficult for her to function. It's very difficult to talk.
教会也是一样。
Church is the same principle.
教会只有一个头。
There is only one head.
常常有人在问。
Some people might ask,
你们教会哪一个是 leader, 是 领袖啊?
Who is the leader in your church?
常常有人在问。常常有人在问。
They always ask this.
真耶稣教会的创始者是谁啊?
Who is the person who invented True Jesus Church?
Founder.
The founder of True Jesus Church.
因为你问任何一个教派，他们都有所谓的创始者。
If you ask any other denomination, they have a founder.
但是我们常常跟他讲。
But we tell them.
教会，就是真教会里面，没有所谓的创始者。
In True Jesus Church, there is no founder.
创始者就是真神。
The founder is our Lord Jesus.
就是耶稣基督。
It's God Himself.
就是圣灵本身。
It's the Holy Spirit.
只是透过一些初代的工人呢。
The Holy Spirit through the work of some men.
来完成他的工作。
to complete this holy work.
所以我们从来不会强调哦，某某早期工人一定是这个真耶稣教会的创始者。
So we never emphasize on any holy worker as the founder of Jesus Church.
当头啊是很危险的。
Because be the head is very dangerous.
你想想看。圣经里面有哪一个人是当过头又是失败过的
？And think about this: who has become the head in the Bible and has failed?
啊，圣经里面记载一个人
，a person was recorded in the Bible.
他是以色列的第一个王。
He is the first king of Israel.
他叫什么名字呢
？What is his name?
他的名字叫扫罗。
His name is Saul.
哇，他圣经记载他长得很高啊。
Bible records he is he's very tall.
他跟平常人站在一起啊。
When he stands alongside with a normal person,
他比别人高了一个头。
He's one head taller than anybody else.
英俊潇洒。
It's very handsome.
大家很喜欢他当王。
Everyone likes him.
但是那时候他很谦卑。
But at that time he was very humble.
虽然他比别人高了一个头。
He was one head taller than everybody else.
是啊，他都躲起来啊。
But he hid himself.
不好意思啊。
He is very humble.
所以看有时候啊，长得高的人哦，有时候他不知不觉啊，有时候会一点驼背的，因为他有时候心里面说，我比别人高那么多，不好意思，他说要低一点了。
So some people that they are very tall, they might humble themselves.
扫罗那时候很谦卑。
At that time, Saul was very humble.
虽然高了一个头。
He was one head taller.
但是把自己隐藏起来。
But he hid himself.
但是当了王之后就不一样了。
But after he became the king, things changed.
可以控制全国啊。
He has authority over the kingdom.
后来骄傲了。
And he became proud in his heart.
不听神的话呢。
He disobeyed God's command.
不听先知的话。
He disobeyed the command from the prophet.
甚至啊，杀死啊神的祭司。
And he killed the priest of God.
他以为自己真的当头了。
He thought he was the head.
他也追杀大卫了。
He pursued after David.
因为神要选立大卫当王，不要他。
Because God chose David over him.
所以啦，他要追杀大卫。
So he wants to kill David.
他疯掉了。
He is crazy.
到最后呢
？But at the end,
神的审判临到他。
God's judgment fall upon him.
怎么样呢
？What happened to him?
他被敌人追杀。
He has been pursued by the enemies.
敌人来之前
，before the enemy came to him,
他自杀了。
He killed himself.
但是敌人看到他
，But when the enemy saw him,
还不放过他。
They would not let his crow rest in peace.
还要把他的头啊割下来。
They cut off his head.
哎呀，这个是很悲剧的这个结果。
And this is a very sad ending.
所以这里告诉我们一个原则啊。
So here it tells us a principle.
我们千万不要当头。
Let us not be the head.
谁当头啊？谁的头都被砍下来。
Whoever become the head, his head will be cut off.
我们只是仆人。
We are only servants of God.
像刚我们讲过了。
Just like we have mentioned.
好，我们教会啊的制度啊是跟其他教会不一样的。
The organization in church is very different from other organizations.
其他的教派呢，他们有一个制度。
In other denomination, they have their own management style.
如果你是牧师啦，是长老、执事啦，哦，你这官就做得很大。
If you are the pastor, if you are the deacons, then you have very high authority.
我看到，我去过他们的会堂布道。
I have been to their chapels before.
他们呢都有特别的椅子的。
They have a special chair.
两排有一些哈，高级一点的坐旁边哈。
On the side, in the front.
最高级的啊，坐站在后面。
And the very high authority and the very back.
这是牧师在讲道了，他是讲给你们听的，我在监督这个，看看他有没有讲错。
So when the pastor is giving a sermon, the elder will sit at the back to see if the pastor is saying the right words.
就是啊，他们有官位的，有地位的，就是坐的不同的位置。
So they have authority to sit on different chairs.
很明显的。
Very clearly.
但是真教会的不是用这种制度。
But in True Jesus Church, it is very different.
我们都是弟兄姐妹。
We are brothers and sisters.
刚刚我们讲过了。
We have mentioned.
保罗、亚波罗属于谁的呢
？Who does Paul and Apollos belong to?
是属于信徒的。
They belong to the members.
没有错，他们是有这个尊贵的神的工人的身份。
It is true they have the precious status of being the worker of God.
他们知道他们是服侍信徒的。
But they know they are to serve the believers.
信徒是属于谁呢
？And who does a believer belong to?
信徒啊，是属于主耶稣基督的。
They belong to Christ Jesus.
我们听主耶稣的话。
We listen to our Lord.
这个次序很明显。
And this order is very clear to us.
对，这个就是。教会里面呢，只有一个头。
And there is only one head in the church.
就是主耶稣基督。
Which is Jesus Christ.
我们都不是头。
We are not heads.
如果一个身体。
If a body.
如果任何一只动物。
If any animal.
超过一个头的话。
More than one head.
它就叫怪物。
Then he is a monster.
怪物啊，没有用的。
Monster has no use.
吓死人的。
It's just to scare people off.
第二个原则啊。
A second principle.
既然是身体啊。
It is the body.
就一定要合一啊
！It has to unite together.
我们看哥林多前书啊。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians.
第三章。
First Corinthians chapter 3.
三章第一节啊。
Verse 1.
第一节到第三节。
Verse 1 to verse 3. Brothers, I would not address you as spiritual but as worldly, mere infants in Christ. Verse 2, I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not yet ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready. Verse 3, you are still worldly, for since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere men?
当时保罗啊，写信给哥林多教会。
At that time, Paul wrote a letter to the church in Corinthians.
哥林多教会啊，非常有恩赐。
At Corinthians, the church that is very gifted.
他们有教育的水准。
They have very high education level.
里面的很优秀的人才很多。
There are many gifted persons in their church.
为什么教会会有那么多问题呢？
But why is there so many problems?
因为他们不了解教会啊，应该有合一的这个原则。
Because they do not understand the principle of unity.
我们知道我们的身体啊，神创造我们很奇妙。
We know that the way how God created our body is very miraculous.
我们现在可以坐在这边很健康了，是个神的恩典啊。
We can sit here and be very healthy, it is the grace of God.
我们可以去哪里就去哪里，是神的恩典。
Whenever we want to go, we can go. It is the grace of God.
因为我们的身体啊，没有互相的排斥。
Because our body does not fight with each other.
你想看，如果头跟身体啊
，Think about this: if your head fight with your body,
如果头发出指令，身体不听话
，If the head says move, but the body doesn't move,
会怎么样
？What is it?
这个叫做中风。
This is called stroke.
啊，就躺在床上，哪里都去不了。
You lie on the bed and you cannot go anywhere.
有些人中风是中一半动一半不动。
Some people when they have a stroke, they half of their body does not move.
不听头的话。
Because their body does not listen to the command from
the head. 这边也不听这边的话。
This right hand, right side does not listen to the left side.
这个就是叫做中风，就是很影响行动了。
This is stroke and this makes him cannot move.
好，另外一个极端。
Another side, another extreme.
头脑没有发出指令。
When the head does not give a command.
但是呢，身体要动。
But the body moves.
这个叫小脑受伤。
This is when you have damage in your
brain, huh?
Small brain, minor brain.
我们看到一些病人很可怜，他们口水一直流，身体一直抖啊，手脚的都弯曲的。
We see some people they're very sick and very pitiful that their hands start to move.
因为他们的身体啊，已经不能啊 coordinate， 已经不能合一了的运作了。你有你运作，我有我运作，不听头脑的话了。
Because the parts of their body does not coordinate with each other.
所以啊，一个身体啊，如果运作的不好啊，那不能走路，不能做事，不能上班，也不能啊快乐的生活啊。
So if the body cannot coordinate, does not work in unity, then this person cannot work, then cannot go out, he cannot be happy.
同样，教会是一个身体。
The church is the same way, it's the body.
我们教会有各种各样的人才。
We have different kinds of talents in the church.
我们有不同的背景。
We have different backgrounds.
来到主的面前。
We come in the presence of God.
就好像很多肢体啊，要把它放在一起啊。
Just like how many ligaments put together.
啊，但是呢，我们的身体一定要合一为原则。
But under one principle, unity.
魔鬼很厉害。
Devil has very powerful schemes.
魔鬼以前呢、啊，在使徒那个年代啊，他要破坏教会。
In that time, he uses money to disrupt the unity in church.
不是用 money 啊，他用 persecution 啊，要逼迫啊来破坏教会。
He used persecution to disrupt the apostles' times church.
他以为啊，逼迫一下信徒，信徒就不信耶稣了。
He thought if he persecute them, they will disobey God.
用罗马政府啊，把他抓去喂狮子啊，绑起来烧啊，他们就不信了。
Through the Roman Empire, they brought the Christians, threw them into the pits of lions.
但是教会是个生命的身体啊。
But the church is a living body.
你越逼迫它，长大越快。
If you persecute it more, it will grow up more faster.
它里面呢，反而更团结。
That you they'll be more united when faced outside persecution.
所以越逼迫教会啊，在两千年前越来越发达。
So after more persecution, the church become more prosperous.
后来魔鬼改变计划了。
So the devil changed his scheme.
我才不要那么笨呢。
I will not be stupid anymore.
越逼迫你们，你们越发达。
If I persecute you more, you become more prosperous.
改变方法。
I'll change my scheme.
用平安舒适的生活。
I use a peaceful life.
然后呢，大家都很空闲。
Everybody has a lot of free time.
好了，有很多不同的意见。
Many kind of different opinions.
然后呢，像哥林多教会那个时候这样。
Just like the church in Corinthians.
在哥林多没有逼迫啊，那个时候。
At that time, they have no persecution.
但是呢，他们呢分门别类。
But they have division among themselves.
所以啊，身体啊就不能长大。
So the body cannot grow up.
所以魔鬼最厉害的手段。
So what is the most powerful tool?
就是让
Satan
教会啊不能合一。
That the church cannot be united.
所以主耶稣常常为教会祷告。
Jesus often prayed for church.
我们看约翰福音第十七章。
Let us turn to John chapter 17.
十一节哦。
十一章。
十七章十一节
哦。Chapter 17 verse 11。
十七章十一节。
Chapter 17 verse 11。 I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one.
啊，这是主耶稣的祷告。
This is a prayer of our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣知道啊，他最不放心的就是门徒。
The thing that he cannot let go is his disciples.
所以说要钉十字架。
Before he been crucified on the cross.
那门徒呢？很多争论。
There are many quarrels among the disciples.
所以说为他们祷告。
The Lord Jesus pray for them.
怎么祷告呢
？How does he pray for them?
父啊，你要帮助他们。
Heavenly Father, please protect them.
像他们合一，好像我跟你合一一样。
Let them be one as we are one.
所以主耶稣常常为他们祷告。
Lord Jesus often pray for them.
透过圣灵的带领。
Through the guidance of Holy Spirit.
得了圣灵之后呢，他们真的合一了。
Once they received the Holy Spirit, they did unite as one.
今天也是一样。
Today is the same thing.
无论我们讨论什么。
No matter what is our topic of discussion,
我们思考是什么
？What our thought are?
我们一定要追求合一。
We have to pursue after unity.
合一有很多层面。
There are many different levels of unity.
第一个层面
，the first，
信徒之间呢要合一。
Between the church members，
没有错。有时候我们都有些误会。
Sometimes we might have some misunderstandings.
有一些时候啊，有一些错误或者是得罪的。
Sometimes we mistake or offend others.
好像有时候舌头会咬到。这个牙齿会咬到舌头。
But sometimes when I bite on our own tongue,
越靠近的越会有时候会受伤。
When they are so close together, sometimes they might have friction.
但既然是身体了
，But because you're of one body,
也不能说牙齿咬到舌头那么可恶，我明天去牙医那边跟他拔起来。
You cannot say because I bite on my tongue, then I take off my, I'm gonna go to dentist and take off all my tooth.
到最后如果牙齿都拔光，没有东西吃了，舌头也吃掉了。
Then you cannot eat any more than the tongue dies as well.
所以信徒之间呢，有什么误会啊、嫌隙啊，彼此的饶恕，彼此的赦免。
So between the members, we should forgive one another.
这是第一个层面的啊。
This is the first.
另外一个层面呢
？It is another level.
同工之间要合一。
Between the workers, we must unite.
都是为主做工。
We work for the same master.
一定要有一个同一个心智。
We should have one accord.
这是一个比较难达到的。
And this is kind of difficult.
第三个层面呢
？The third level.
好，我们那个。地方教会之间也要合一。
Between local churches，
我们真教会这方面做得很好。
And in True Jesus Church, this we did very good in this aspect。
比如说以前我们温哥华教会建堂的时候
，And when we were building this chapel in Vancouver，
钱不够啊
，We do not have enough funding。
但是呢，全世界的真教会呢，都来帮助我们。
But the people from all around the world, they help us。
让我们度过了这个困难的事情。
They help us through this difficult time。
他没有说哦，你是温哥华，我们是台湾，我们是香港，我们不关我们的事，不会。
They didn't say you are in Vancouver, has nothing to do with me。
这个只有在真教会才有这个特色。
Only in True Jesus Church, we have this。
你一个地方建堂。
When a local is building a chapel,
透过总会发信出去。
From GAIA, they send out the letters。
全世界会多少都会帮忙的。
From all around the world, the brother and sister, they will help。
我们是不同的地方教会，但是我们是合一的。
Although we are in different region, but we are of one.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
再来呢，第四个层面。
The fourth level.
地方教会跟联络处，或者是跟总会也是合一的。
The local church and GA has to unite.
因为我们是一个身体了。
Because we are of one body.
我们不是独立的存在。
We are not individual parts.
总会或是联络处就是由地方教会组成的。
GA or IA, they are consists of different local churches.
这好像一个身体。
Just like a body.
所以不存在竞争的这个局面。
There is no competition in between.
也不存在谁比较重要，谁比较不重要。
And there's no who is more important than the other.
都是一个身体。
It's of one body.
所以地方教会跟联络处或者总会也是要合一的。
So between local church and GA, they have to connect together.
再高一个层次。
And another level.
总会或者是联络处跟世界人的总会也是合一的。
CCC, GA, and IA, they have to connect together.
什么是世界人的总会呢
？What is IA, International Assembly?
就是所有全世界真耶稣教会的代表组成的国际代表组成的，就是世界人的总会了。
IA is from representative of all churches from everywhere around the world.
所以联总有什么重要的决定
？So if IA has a decision,
那么研究过了。
They have put a lot of effort into studying it.
派到地方教会来遵行了。
And they send you this decision that they have.
所以呢，这个运作都会非常的好。
Then this process is very good.
今天我们也是一样。
Today is the same thing.
我们是一家人。
We are of one family.
教会，所以第三另外一个观念呢，是教会就是一家人。
The church is one family.
啊，不是用世界的管理的方法。
We do not use the management style in the world.
啊，好了，那么现在讲讲了啊，圣公教会的那个啊，刚刚我们所讲的那个发挥肢体的功用。
Before we were talking about each part does its own work.
我们请看那个以弗所书啊，第四章。
Let us take a look at Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第十一节啊。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers.
12.
Verse 12. To prepare God's people for work of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up.
啊，这里告诉我们在教会里面有各种各样的人才。
Here it tells us there are many different talents and positions in the church.
为的是什么呢？
What are they for?
为了要成全圣徒啊，建立基督的身体。
As so that the body of Christ may be built up.
所以我们每个信徒都有自己的责任。
So every member has his own responsibility.
所以不要小看自己。
Do not overlook yourself.
比如说，哎呀，信徒大会没有关我的事情，我早点回家了。
Don't think that AGM has nothing to do with me. I'll go home early.
信徒大会就是我们都有个信徒这个责任。
Every member has.The obligation to come and attend.
来听听教会的汇报。
To listen to the announcements.
我们也是有一个责任在里面呢。
We have a part in this.
使徒有使徒的责任呢。
Apostle has apostle's responsibility.
先知有先知的责任呢。
Prophet has his own responsibility.
传福音有传福音的责任。
The evangelist has his own responsibility.
所以首先我们要知道我们的责任是什么。
So first we need to understand what is our responsibility.
我们在教会里面的责任是什么。
In our church, what is your responsibility?
那知道了之后呢。
Once you come to understanding of it.
我们要有一个理解。
Then you have to understand it.
我们不要彼此的轻看。
That is not look down on others.
不要彼此的排斥。
Do not exclude each other.
我们不可以单独的存在。
We cannot be alone.
最近我读到一个蛮感人的故事哦。
Recently, I have read a story that deeply moved me.
叫一个护理学校。
And a nursing school.
还有五个女生啊，都一起来读这个护理学校。
Are there five girls studying this to become a nurse.
那么学校跟他们讲，你们快要毕业了。
So the school tell them you are graduating soon.
这个医院呢，这个护理学校呢，只能留你们一位啊，当这个护士啊。
But only one of you can stay as nurse in the school.
那么我们只有一个位置。
We only have one position.
他们那五个感情很好。
The five of them, they have very good relationship.
他们不会说明争暗斗啦，要突出自己也不会。
They will not have conflicts between themselves to fight for the position.
他们反而呢会互相祝福对方。
They bless each other.
希望你可以得到这个工作。
They hope others to have the position.
反正我可以回去乡下，我可以去别的地方。
I can go to somewhere else. It's okay.
那么日子呢越来越近，靠近了。
So as day comes closer to this decision day.
有一天呢，这个护理长就跟他们五个讲了。
One day the
The head nurse
tell them.
今天呢，我们有个 case 很重要了。
We have a case that is very important.
在一个很偏远的地方啊，有一个人呢快要生孩子了。
And this a very far place, someone is giving birth to a child.
我要带你们去看一看，学习学习。
I want to bring you guys there to see and to learn.
所以他们五个跟护理长就上了救护车，很紧急的速度就跑去了。
So five of them get on the ambulance with the head nurse, they rush to the site.
去到那边呢？
Once they arrive,
这个太太快要生了。
Now the woman is about to give birth.
有一些 complication, 有一些复杂的事情。
There are some complications.
所以呢，赶快啊，要把这个怀孕的妈妈，要快要生的妈妈，赶快要送到医院去了。
So they have to rush this mother to hospital.
但是我们知道，刚刚他们已经六个人在救护车上面了。
But there are already six people on the ambulance.
要叫上那个妈妈。
If you add this mother,
位置已经爆满了。
It's too full.
这个时候。没有位置给这个丈夫啊坐车回去啊。
No, there's no room for the husband.
这个时候呢，怎么办呢
？So what happened?
有一个小姐，有一个护士啊，她马上举手。
The one nurse, he raised her hand.
没关系，我下车，让这个爸爸跟着去。
I'll get off the ambulance, let the father go.
因为时间很紧急啊，他们没有讨论了。
Because it's very rushed, so they did not discuss.
赶快那个车子呢，跑到医院里面，让那个妇女生了孩子。
So the ambulance rushed to the hospital and let the woman give birth to the child.
这个没有坐车的护士，这只有自己跑路啊，坐车啊，很慢的才回到医院。
And this nurse who was left behind, she slowly got back to the hospital.
后来了，这个事情做完之后。
After this incident.
护理长就叫那个自愿下车的护士，就跟他讲。
The head nurse talked to the nurse who volunteered herself.
那一天呢，我带你们几个去实习啊，去看一看。
那这一晚 I bring you guys there.
为什么那么好的机会啊？你要自己要下车啊。
Why do you let go of a good opportunity to learn?
那个护士这样讲。
This nurse, she said.
她说我们这一队人啊，已经很多人了。
There's so many people in our group already.
那么多护士，又有护理长你在，所以不用担心。
So many nurses, you have you the head of nurse, we don't have to worry.
少我一个啊，不会影响这个医疗的品质啊。
It's okay if I'm not there.
因为我知道这个妈妈有人照顾啊。
Because I know this mother is well taken care of.
但是如果她的丈夫没有陪她的话
，But if her husband is not with her，
她一定很担心啊。
She will be worried.
可能影响整个这个医疗的这个过程啊。
Maybe there will be more complications.
所以她就牺牲了自己的位置啊，让这个爸爸上车。
So she sacrificed her space for the husband.
这个护理长听她这样讲
，When the head nurse heard this，
那么她就告诉她
，Then the head nurse told her，
恭喜你了。
Congratulate you.
这个位置呢，只有五个里面只有一个位置呢，就给你了。
This position, the only position, is for you.
因为你把自己也没有把自己看得很重。
Because you do not put yourself first.
最需要的时候，你可以牺牲自己的舒服。
In the time of when it's necessary, you will sacrifice your own.
为别人来设想。
You will think for others.
所以啊，你是得到这个祝福的。
Then you are blessed.
今天我们也是一样。
Today is the same.
我们教会里面。就是有这种观念
We should have the same concept
彼此都是一家人
Everyone is of one family
不会突出自己
We will not stand out too much
不会只顾自己
We will not just think about ourselves
都是为了主的家、
It's for the household of God
好了那我们来再来讲一讲、
Now let's talk about this
圣公会议当中的一些属灵的一些伦理、
There are some ethics between in the holy word
要么我们做圣公、常常都会开会
Because during Holy Week, we often have meetings.
无论是教员的会议啦
，RE teacher meetings，
信徒的大会啦
，AGM，
职务会啦
，Church board meetings，
或者是总会，或是家联的会议啦
，OIAGA meetings，
或者是联总的跟世界各地代表的会议啦
，or international meetings。
好了，那么几个原则要讲一讲哦。
There are some principles.
第一点啊
，First，
这个凡事都要规规矩矩的。
We have to do everything in a fitting and orderly way.
请看《更多前书》第十四章。
First Corinthians chapter 14.
40节
First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40. But everything should be done in a fitting and orderly way.
神是一个有次序的神啊。
Our God is a God that has order.
如果我们做事情有次序
If we do our thing in an orderly way,
有规矩
It's fitting.
这是合乎神的旨意。
Then it's fitting to God's will.
如果我们任何事情
If whatever will we do,
浑浑乱乱啊
It's in a chaos.
这不是神的旨意、
It is not according to God's will.
不是神的带领、
It's not under the guidance of God.
无论我们家里也是一样。
In our house.
家里有家里的规矩。
In our house, we have the rules in the house.
对，我们教会里面一切有规规矩矩的。
In the church, we should have this order as well.
开会的时候，我们有议程。
So in our meeting, we have a procedure.
Agenda.
Agenda.
我们要讨论。
We have a topic for discussion.
我们有议决。
Then we come to a decision and conclusion.
一决讨论完了
Once there's a conclusion,
我们就同意完了
Everyone agreed.
全体就遵行了
Then everyone do according to the decision.
这个观念很重要
This is a very important concept.
譬如说
For example,
有七个人在开会
There are seven people in this meeting.
讨论一件事情
Talking about a matter.
里面当然意见七个人可能有七种不同的意见呢
So seven people have seven different kind of opinions.
可能把它整合起来有两种意见呢
So now we conclude into two major different routes.
好了，可能投票了。
So now they vote.
可能五对二。
Five to two.
五个赞成，两个反对。
Five agree and two objects.
那么就通过了，要去做这件事情了。
And now they come to a conclusion. They decide to push on forward with the holy work.
既然是一体的。
Now that you are a body.
既然是规矩的。
Now you are in an orderly way.
就算我们当时不赞成这个事情的。
So even though at that time you did not agree with the proposal.
但是如果大部分人都赞成的话。
But if everyone proposed, everyone agreed.
是个集体的决定的话。
But majority agrees and as a whole we agreed.
那么不赞成的人呢就不可以开完会之后就出去说哎当天我都不同意的只是他们五个人就压我们。
So if you are the one who did not agree, once you are out of the meeting, you cannot say, I did not agree with that.
就算我们当时不同意。
At that time, maybe you do not agree.
开完会，既然是集体同意了，自己都要变同意了。
But after the meeting, once a congregation decides, then you have to become agree with it.
它是有一体的这个观念。
Then it's a unity.
我们看一个例子
哦。Let's look at an example.
我们看《使徒行传》第十六章十六章。
Acts chapter 16.
十六章。
Acts chapter 16.
先看从15章28节开始。
Now let's take it 15:28. It seems good to the Holy Spirit and to us not to burden you with anything beyond the following requirements.
29节。
Verse 29, you are abstaining from food sacrificed to idols, from blood, from the meat of strangled animals, and from sexual immorality. You will do well to avoid these things.
当时教会有一个很大的一个十字路口，不晓得怎么处理。
At that time, the church come to a crossroad. They do not know what to do.
这是当时的初期的教会都是只有犹太人。
In the beginning, there were only Jews within the church.
但是后来呢，也有非犹太人呢来信主了。
But later on, there are some non-Jews who come to believe.
那些非犹太人呢来信耶稣，到底要不要守割礼
？So those Gentiles that come to believe, do they need to go through circumcision?
这个是很大的议题啊。
This is a very big topic.
有人说要。
Some people say yes.
有人说不要。
Some people say no.
争论很多。
So there's something this.Discussion.
所以当时的教会呢，聚开一个耶路撒冷大会。
So at that time, in Jerusalem, they hold a great meeting.
来讨论这个事情。
They talk about this matter.
讲了很多的。
They talk about many things.
有人说不，他们一定要。
Some people say they have to go through circumcision.
这个割礼的是神给所有的选民的。
Circumcision is God designed for all the chosen people.
但是保罗啦，他们呢起来就讲话了。
But Paul stand up and spoke.
你看神的恩典在外邦人当中怎么明显呢
？How abundant the grace of God is on the Gentiles.
他们没有守割礼，那神已经拣选了他们了。
They did not receive circumcision, but they are already chosen by the Lord.
彼得也讲了他怎么传福音给外面呢
？Peter has also spoke how he preached the gospel to the Gentiles.
这到后来呢
？So at the end,
圣灵带领他们的这个意见啊。
The Holy Spirit guides their direction.
这个长老啊，就是雅各长老起来讲话了。
A James elder he stood out and spoke.
他说第十九节啊
，Verse 19.
据我的意见啊。
According to my opinion,
你不要难为那些归服神的外邦人。
We should not make it difficult for the Gentiles who turn to God.
只要写信告诉他们。
As long as we write to them,
几样事情不要做就好了。
There are only something that they should not do.
不要拜偶像。
Do not worship idol.
不要奸淫啊。
Do not commit sexual immorality.
不要吃日食的牲畜啊。
Do not eat meat、
啊、
from strangled animal and from blood.、
大家听一听啊。
Everyone, when they listen to this,
对啊，应该是神的旨意，应该是这样。
They say yes, this is indeed the will of God.
就同意了。
They agreed.
所以就发信出去了。
So they sent out the letter.
我们看再看第十六章的第四节。
So chapter 16:4, as they traveled from town to town, they delivered the decision reached by the apostle and the elders in Jerusalem for the people to obey.
第五节啊。
Verse 5, so the churches were strengthened in the faith and grew daily in numbers.
哇，所以你看，他们讨论了很多。
So they discussed many things.
当时一定有不一样的意见。
There are many different opinions at that time. I'm pretty sure of it.
既然呢。讨论已经很多了
，But once go through so many discussion already，
圣灵带领了
，The Holy Spirit has guided them，
做了个集体的决定了
，They have come to a conclusion as a whole。
对，其他的可能不是很同意的人，但是他们都同意了。
But even though you might not agree in the beginning， but now you have to agree。
所以他们有同一的这个信息。
They have the same principle。
讲的话是一样。
The same words that out of their mouth。
信徒听了就很清楚了。
So the members when they hear it's very clear to them.
所以这个是属灵的议会民主的一个责任啊，一个做事的一个方法。
So this is how we do things in the church.
信徒看到了，知道我们这样做就好了，那么就全心全力去做。
So when the members see the letter, the message, they know what to obey.
才不会 confuse.
They will not be confused.
如果 confuse 的话，那么迷糊的话，那不晓得要跟哪一边呢？
If they are confused, they don't know who to follow.
你讲这样，到底要怎么办？
If you say this and another worker says that, they don't know what to do.
所以他们没有 confuse, 没有混乱。
There is no confusion.
好，遵行。
They just obey, practice.
第五节呢，教会的信心越来越坚固。
So in verse 5, the church's faith was strengthened.
人数越来增加。
And grew daily in numbers.
所以我相信我们教会感谢神，温哥华教会已经非常的成熟
And I thank God the church in Vancouver has come to a very mature stage.
那么我们开会的是规规矩矩的。
When we have hold our meetings, it's very in an orderly way.
彼此的尊重，彼此的接纳。
Everyone respect and accept each other.
顺从圣灵的带领。
We follow, submit to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
再来讲一点，15:28，这个圣灵跟我们定义。
In verse 15:28。It says it's good to the Holy Spirit and to us. It seemed good to the Holy Spirit.
所以开会的时候也是要圣灵带领。
So in the meeting, under the guidance of Holy Spirit.
什么叫圣灵带领呢
？What is the guidance of Holy Spirit?
如果我们开会之前呢
？If before our meeting.
先想好了。
We think about this.
我这个事情一定要给他通过了。
Or we put it in our minds that we have to pass this no matter what.
或者是我这个事情一定不给他通过了。
Or we will not agree to this no matter what.
我来只是要把我的意见讲出来而已。
If I come, I'm just here to say my opinion.
希望别人听我的。
I hope others can listen to me.
这样啊，就没有空间了给圣灵带领。
Then you leave no room for the guidance of Holy Spirit.
没有错，我们讨论一件事情的时候。
It's true when you are talking about a matter.
一定有自己的想法。
You have your own thinking.
但是我们讨论的时候。
But when we are talking about this matter.
是开放的。
It's open to everyone.
听听别人的意见。
Listen to others' opinion.
看神怎么感动我们的心。
See how God move your heart.
说不定。神会感动我们，哎，对哦，我之前的想法不够好，最好更好了。
Maybe God will move your heart and you come to understanding. Maybe I did not, I was not complete before.
我们要留一些空间呢，给圣灵的带领。
Leave some room for Holy Spirit to guide.
这样子开会啊，到最后所决定的都会合乎神。
And this kind of meeting come to an end, it's come to a conclusion led by God.
啊，再来讲一点啊。
One more point.
开会的时候
，and when you are in the meeting,
我们说当说的话。
We say the word we ought to speak.
我们开会的时候不要说想说的话而已。
We do not just say the thing we want to speak.
要说当说的话。
You should say the thing you should speak.
中国古代一个哲学家叫韩非子啊。
There's a philosopher called 韩非子。
他讲得很好。
He has a very good word.
他说不知而言呢。
He said if you don't know about, you have no knowledge and you speak.
就是不知。
Then you are foolish.
就是你不知道这个事情，但是讲很多了。你不晓得自己讲什么，这没有智慧。
As you don't know about the matter, but you talk a lot about it, then you are foolish man.
再来呢？他说，知而不言就是不忠。
If you know but you do not speak, then you are unfaithful, unloyal.
明明知道的，这个很重要的。
You know this is an important matter.
但是你不讲。
But you do not speak.
可能很多原因。
Maybe there are many other reasons.
这个就是不忠心。
But then you are unfaithful.
这个可以用在我们的生活当中。
This can put into our daily life.
不知而言是不知。
If you do not know and you speak, then you are foolish.
知而不言是不忠。
If you know but you do not speak, then you are unfaithful.
所以我们讨论的时候，每个人想，哎，我当说什么？
So in our discussion, you think, what should you speak?
这个东西我知不知道？
Do I know about this matter?
该不该发表？
Should I talk?
不是用人意，不是用血气，不是用情绪化的。
It's not human will. It's not out of flesh. It's not out of our own emotions.
就算我们讲的是对的。
Even if what you speak is true, it's real, it's good.
如果我们用很血气、很情绪化的讲出来的话
，But if you speak with emotion,
本身就错了
，It is wrong.
所以我们要求主给我们智慧
，So we ask God to give us understanding and wisdom.
顺服圣灵的带领
，Submit to the guidance of Holy Spirit.
彼此的尊重
，Respect each other.
按照规矩
，Follow this order.
神一定会带领祝福我们的，教会更加发展。
God will surely guide us and lead us to prosperity.
愿主耶稣祝福带领我们。
May God lead us.
请一起唱诗
，Let us sing him
171首
，171。